Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 55 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It is Friday, and we are poised for the weekend. So as we wrap up our readings today, I invite you to make time this weekend for rest, as that is a pattern that is good for us, work and rest. This is what God established for us in the beginning with the creation in the 7 days. On the seventh day, he rested. So work needs to be balanced with rest, and I hope that you find some time to do that, whether it's for a little while, a full day, whatever the case might be for you. Well, today we'll be reading from Joshua chapters 11 through 14, Psalm 55, and Proverb 24. I'll be reading Psalm 55 for us today by way of this podcast from the World English Bible Translation. That's the web translation. You can use whatever translation you have on hand or you're comfortable with to do your readings. If you are in need of the Bible in a Year reading plan, please click that link that's in the show notes, and it'll bring you to a page where you can download it for printing, for safekeeping, whatever you want to do with that file. It'll be yours to have. There's also a place on there for you to click and get to Facebook. We have a Facebook page dedicated to this podcast. You're invited to join that page and ask questions, share insights, and generally just be a part of community with one another. It's my hope that you are enjoying this journey of the Bible in a Year. If you are enjoying it, please invite a friend to come along. You can share from right within your listening platform, or you can send them to the Facebook page, whatever. All ways will point them to this podcast. And it's never too late for them to join. Any day is a good day to build the holy habit of reading God's Word. Well, friends, without further ado, let us jump into God's Word together. Psalm 55. For the director of music, with stringed instruments, a maskil of David. Listen to my prayer, O God, do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught because of what my enemy is saying, because of the threats of the wicked. For they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and storm. Lord, confuse the wicked, confound their words, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were rising against me, I could hide. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship at the house of God, as we walked about among worshipers. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the realm of the dead, for evil finds lodging among them. As for me, I call God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned from of old, who does not change, he will hear them and humble them, because they have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. But you, God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of decay. The bloodthirsty and deceitful will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together. We pray that you would send forth your Spirit to open our hearts, minds, and our souls so that we might receive your truth, Lord, help melt away all the distractions in our lives and the things that try to claim our time and our talents and our gifts. And Lord, please align us to yourself so that we might be useful in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, here in Psalm 55, we see King David in song. He put this prayer to music so that others like you and me and those who would hear the song played out as they enjoyed worship with one another would receive some encouragement. What I like about Psalm 55 is that it is very real and it is very raw. David is quite honest with us about his afflictions and what is causing suffering in his life. He says in verse 4 that his heart is in anguish and that the terrors of death are upon him. Clearly, he's being pressed in on all sides. But to make matters worse, David said, you know, I could deal with this if this was from an enemy or someone like that, maybe a foreign king. But currently, there is someone within my close, intimate circle of friends that is causing me this grief, that is causing me to anguish. David, at one point in the beginning of this, said that he wished he had wings so that he could fly away like a dove to a place of refuge during the storm. Yet he comes back, starting at verse 16, and realizes that that is not something that he could do. In fact, rather, it would be better if he were to trust in God. And David says that. He says, I shall call upon God, and the Lord will save me. David knows, he's seen in the past, that time and again, God was on his side, made way, made provision, protected him, so that he might be prospered. It's good for us as well to remember the times, especially the hard times when we felt like we were at our wit's end, when there was nothing left that we could do, and that surely we would fail or surely we would be conquered, that God came through, and that in retrospect we could see how God's hand was with us throughout it all. We need to make time to remember and reflect on God's goodness and provision and protection in the past so that we might be able to endure the challenges that come in the present and in the future. In fact, at the very end of his psalm, King David says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He won't let the people who are righteous be shaken. He also concludes with the fact that the men of bloodshed who conjure evil and who are found with deceit on their lips, guess what? They will not prosper. They will not be victorious in the end, and God will ensure that they are brought down to destruction. Nevertheless, through it all, David ends with the words, I will trust in you. So friends, let that be an encouragement to you today that no matter what you are going through, that you can trust that God will preserve you. God will take all those things that others have intended for harm and use them for our ultimate good. He can redeem those things, give it a new narrative, so that we might be better off on the other side of whatever trial or challenge or attack that comes our way. Trust in God. Cast your burdens on God, and God will see you through. Friends, let that be your prayer today, and as you continue through the weekend, take some time to rest and be rejuvenated so that you can be recharged and handle whatever the world throws at you. I look forward to seeing you all again on Monday. Have a great weekend, and God bless.